Hello and welcome to Healing House Radio with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is a chiropractor, energetic healing practitioner, noted public speaker, teacher, and published author. This session will be an exploration in finding true balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. Dr. Eileen will be discussing holistic wellness through indigenous traditions from across the globe and across generations. We then invite you to call in and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back to Healing House Radio. I'm Dr. Eileen, and today what we're going to be talking about is an extension on last week's discussion about the work of wellness. And today we're going to focus on meditation as a tool to mental, physical, and spiritual wellness. So if any of you would like to call in, we have for our L.A. friends, area code 424-258-9337. And for pretty much everybody else, it's toll-free 877-697-9725. That's 877-697-9725. So, going into the idea of meditation, first off, a lot of folks have some misconceptions about that, and we're going to kind of clear up some of that stuff now. The idea that in order to meditate, you have to be able to sit down and think of nothing, and anything less than that is not meditating, that's just not true. Now, while that is a form of meditation, which Dr. Wayne Dyer discusses in his books about the idea of doing what's called shooting the gap. And in that, you go into that place of the space between one thought and another. And there are many meditative practices that focus around that work. And it is an amazing, profound place of meditation, and just it teaches so much. And that's not the only way to meditate. There are many different types that involve anything from movement to sitting still to playing music or listening to music. So what we're going to be doing is helping you work out what is the best type of meditation for you. And when we talk about that, what I want you to think about is, what is it that, one, relaxes you? What is it that allows you to kind of step out of that place of aggravation? For some people, it's getting in a car and just driving. And we've all had that situation where we're driving along and all of a sudden you're either at your destination or wherever it is that you're either coming from or going to, you reach it and you're not quite sure exactly how you got there. You don't remember all the pieces leading to that. And that is, in some ways, that's the idea of thinking of nothing. It also goes into the space of just kind of letting your body do what it needs to do and that it will take care of you. Now, I definitely do not recommend that as a practice. There are some great forms of meditation that you can find out a lot about through the internet, and, you know, just type in meditation and you will get like a gazillion hits on, you know, different sites to talk about it. So let's start off by thinking about what relaxes us. Is it quiet, gentle music? Is it percussion? Is, you know, like, you know, really heavy tribal beats? Is it sounds of nature? I have a CD that sometimes if I'm working through something in particular and it's entirely the sound of a thunderstorm, which is really amazing. As a child, I lived in Oklahoma for a few years, and it was amazing to be in the thunderstorms out there and watch them, and, you know, it's almost hypnotic. Now, the other part of meditation is, what is it? What is your goal in meditation? Is it specifically to calm down? Is it you know, to allow you to be able to go to sleep? Because sometimes if you can't sleep at night, the idea of going into a meditation, bringing everything down into a nice, calm place, and then you can fall asleep. So the other part of it is figuring out what it is you're meditating for. Are you meditating just so you do not scream obscenities at someone who cuts you off? That would be a quick breathing meditation where you would take some breaths, focus on something, or repeat a mantra, and allow yourself to transition out of the state that you were in that you don't want to be in to the state that you would like to be in, which is a calmer, more in-control place. In those situations where you're doing meditation to take you out of that, the either angry or fearful or whatever state you're in, it could be aggravation at work where you need to just get up and walk outside and do breathing. The pace of your breathing is going to determine a lot for you. If you're just going to do a nice deep breath in and let a deep breath out and just keep doing that so that at the end of each breath that you exhale, you immediately go into the inhale. This is a rhythmic cycle, you know, of breathing that will allow you to calm down. Respiration has a big effect. If you increase your respiration, you know, think of if somebody's upset, there's that, you know, there's a very rapid breathing pattern. More relaxation means for a slower breathing pattern. So as you take the breath and just really focus on, okay, I don't want to be in that state, I let it go, I release it. And as you exhale, you mentally release what it is that you want to let go of. So take into consideration things like what is it that you want to achieve in your meditation and what relaxes you or what stimulates you. Sometimes a meditation is for the purpose of really bringing in clarity. So if you're going for a clarity piece for the meditation, then it may be that you want to increase both the volume and the tempo of the music you're listening to. If you want to go into maybe a deep primal place, maybe you want to go into a place of alternate states of reality or alternate states of consciousness, and you want to maybe connect on a more tribal level, then going into those really strong percussions will be able to assist you with that. I have had the opportunity to listen to taiko drumming, which is a Japanese form of drumming where, you know, the huge drums and, you know, they're just like wailing on these giant drums. And it is just hypnotic because it hits you on that low primal beat. Each beat resonates within you. And it's amazing that in, you know, a room with just tremendously loud drum beats, you can actually go into a meditation. So the idea of going into a non-ordinary state of consciousness through a meditation is one of the objectives that you could be having. So let's talk about some of the different types of meditations that many people are familiar with. One is mantras. Now, a mantra can be any word or phrase. It could be one word. It could be multiple words and phrases that creates an imagery for you or creates a particular feeling. If you're in a stressful situation where you're not feeling safe and you're not, you know, feeling in a way that you can handle the stresses around you, if you're feeling fearful, what you can do is just repeat over and over again to yourself, I'm safe, I'm safe, I'm safe, I'm safe. And usually the mantras deal with something very positive. Now, the mantras are also in Sanskrit. There are mantras in any language that you can, but like the Zen, the Buddhist mantras, things like that, in their own languages, and also in with the Sanskrit mantras, which are sung beautifully by different artists, and one that I absolutely adore is a woman named Deva Thamal, and she just does an unbelievably beautiful job of singing Sanskrit mantras, and it's a wonderful tool for meditation. So as you repeat whatever it is that you need to repeat, the idea is that you place your total focus and consciousness on that phrase while at the same time losing the connection to consciously think of it, it just becomes a repetition in your mind, and you go wherever it is that that takes you. So when we talk about the idea of either going or staying present, it depends on what type of mantra you want to do. Maybe you just want to inspire courage within yourself. You could just say over and over again, I can do this, I can do this, I can do this, I can do this. Or you could just repeat love, 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 love. The idea is that through this repetition, it frees your conscious mind and you're able to move into that place of really not focusing on the fact that you're speaking. It's just the energy behind that word or phrase becomes the reality of your meditation. Now, meditations can be done with movement attached to it. Every morning, I walk my dogs, and I am able to go into a place of meditation with walking the dogs, and I just become very aware of the coolness of the air and that I'm watching the sun come up, and I become very relaxed. And even though I have physical motion, and I still have to make sure that, you know, I'm watching what the dogs are doing, I'm being aware of that, being present with them, and at the same time not being present, it really is an interesting way to manage a relaxation state. And you can have the same thing, you know, walking through the woods or walking along the ocean. The dervishes, as a form of meditation, you've seen the whirling dervishes where they are completely in a non-ordinary state of consciousness, and they go into a trance state while at the same time they're spinning. And different, you know, dances that are attached to meditation, where basically you let go of the idea of, you know, well, okay, I need to step here, I need to step there. You don't worry about that. All you do is you focus on the idea of being in that state, in that presence, with whatever it is that you want to meditate on or meditate through. You can connect with spiritual beings. Often people want to find out what is their animal totem or what is their spirit totem, or they want to connect with spirit guides. Meditation is an avenue to be able to do that. And I'm going to talk about one of my absolutely favorite forms of meditation, which is called a breath work. And there are many different forms of breath work, but the idea behind a breath work is that you are placed in a situation where very loud, very evocative music, and what I mean by evocative is it really connects on an energetic level with you in some way. Either it can bring energy up or it can bring energy down, and it's managed by people who know exactly how they want the pattern to go with as far as where you need to be led. And through the breathwork meditation, it starts off with a very rapid breathing based on the yogic breath of fire. And the person who, you know, really kind of brought this out in the Western world were through the studies of Stan Grof. And these were studies where they were looking at people who were part of the military LSD studies. And they were observing people as they would go through these transformational experiences through the drug, but they found there was a common breathing pattern. So they began to study that breathing pattern and decided to see what would happen if they induced the breathing pattern without the drug. And it opened up the doorway for some amazing, amazing work. And the breathwork meditation, anything and everything is possible. It may be that you just have this amazing, relaxing breathing experience. Some people report connecting with spirit guides and with, you know, with totems and with ancestors. Others go through rebirthing experiences. So it is a very, very transformational, amazing process. And because it's done in a group, usually, there's a collective sort of energetic that is created. And it's usually a good few hours that you're going through this. I remember the very first time that I did a breathwork meditation, I was amazed at how much time had passed. And if you have the opportunity to participate in a breathwork meditation, those of you who are in the Bay Area, opportunities come up here. There's a lot of opportunities coming up. And there is a class that I assist in teaching called Spirit Walker. And those of you who have listened in when my teacher and dear friend Norbeth Granato is here, he teaches the class and I assist him. And one of the things that we do in that class is a breathwork meditation, which is really unbelievably cool. So if you want more information on that, then you can contact either Norbeth at 315-3078, and that's in the 408 area code, or you can go to the website www.meetup.com/divine-event, and it's divine-event. So that is just something that I recommend for anyone who is working on a spiritual path, who really has some stuff that they want to kind of clear through and move through and be able to look at much more closely. That type of meditation is probably one of the best. Now, another type of meditative way or practice, and it's not specifically a meditation, but it is an event that induces and can induce a non-ordinary state of consciousness, is a sweat lodge. And once again, for those of you in the Bay Area, we are going to be having a sweat lodge on the 29th. And if you've never experienced this, now this is a universal lodge. It is not poured in a specific tradition. In the in many of the First Nation traditions, each tribe has their own way of honoring the ceremony of the sweat lodge and the tradition of the sweat lodge. Well, this is something that's universal and more so meant for an experiential type of lodge. So inside the sweat lodge, it becomes a meditative state. You know, it's dark, it's very warm. There's prayers, there's an energetic field that's set up inside that, and it is definitely conducive to a meditative state. And if you would like more information, or if you're local and you would like to possibly attend, please, you can reach us at the Divine Events website, or you can connect up on the healinghouse.com. And that is the-healing-house.com. And that will have listings of events also. So let's talk a little bit more about the mechanics of meditation. Now we've got the whole breathing thing. And, you know, the environment you want to set up, depending on what type of meditation it is, if it's going to be a movement meditation, you can just turn on music and just move around the room. But you're going to want to have a room that's nice and big and clear. You also, if you're going to do one of the quieter meditations where you're just kind of laying there and, just going into your non-ordinary state of consciousness, and if this is going to be like, a really big meditation for you, I would recommend that you have someone there with you, because that way, if you have someone there who can kind of hold that space for you, and as you go through the meditations, if you need water, if you need something, it feels so wonderful to have somebody there who can take care of you. And then you can trade out and do that for that other person. You know, it's sometimes difficult if you need to get up, if you need to move around, or if the meditation brings up something that is, a little bit emotionally hard and you just want somebody there to hold on to you, or that you can hold hands with, or that, can kind of help you through that and be there for you. Now, if you're just going to do, just kind of a really gentle on your own meditation, and it's just mainly for relaxing, for letting stuff go, the end of the day is a great time to meditate, because then you can go into the practice of just observing your day, and whatever it is that does not serve you, you release it then and just let it go. You view it as if it's just a picture moving past you, and it fades, and then you can, you know, go to bed and wake up refreshed and just be able to let go of whatever it is you need to let go of. Now, there are some people who really like to meditate first thing in the morning and just use that as their way of setting, you know, setting their day and coming into their day in a relaxed, balanced state. Whatever works best for you, go with it. Sometimes time-wise, sometimes work schedules can affect that. Sometimes if you have family and it's really difficult, you know, especially if you have children, to be able to carve out that time for yourself, it can be a real challenge. So figure out when is the time that you can have that time for yourself. Have a space that is for this purpose. If you have the, you know, the luxury of having a spare room or any type of space, it could be a spot in your garden, but that has that special sacredness for you that you can go to, you can be uninterrupted, and you can be able to sit and go through your meditations and not have to worry about having to manage anything. And gardens are a wonderful place. I mean, weather permitting. Or even if not, if you have a patio and you can hear the rain, that can be an amazing meditation. You can be sitting in your car and just, you know, if things are really aggravating, you know, you don't have to go into a full non-ordinary state of consciousness, but you can do breathing in order to relax yourself and let it go, let it go, let it go, and give yourself that space. Because when things are really working us and aggravating us, oftentimes whatever event occurred is not what the real issue is. It may be, well, that person cut me off, but it may be, you know what, I'm really feeling sensitive to the idea that I'm being disrespected, and being disrespected is hurtful to me. So, you know, it gives you a chance to kind of step out of the top level of whatever it is and take it down to another level where you can look at it a little bit more clearly. So meditation is something that you can do just within a matter of minutes. It just may be that you take 10 good deep breaths and go from there and say, all right, I've taken my 10 breaths. That brings me down from level 10 stress to level 1. And you could do that anywhere, at any time. And I really recommend it because by focusing on the breath, breathing in, blowing out, and allowing that cycle to go, what it does is it just releases the tension, it releases the physical tension, it releases the emotional tension, and it allows you to step back from the situation. And if you want to, you know, go into deeper meditations, that's where the support and the backup, or, you know, meditating with a group, and there would be somebody who would facilitate, who kind of watches over things there. And, you know, either way, whatever form calls to you. You know, I have a friend who can only meditate if they're sitting on the busiest street corner they can find. They'll go and find, you know, a coffee shop or something, but it has to be on a busy street corner. Because for them, their relaxation comes from that hum of humanity. They kind of fall into that space, and they're able to find sort of a balance point in all of the sound. It's sort of like white noise. And this person cannot stand to be in the woods. They can't stand to be out in nature, and had often expressed to me that whenever they go to meditation classes, all they hear is like, okay, we're going to listen to the sound of the woods, and we're going to listen to the sounds of the wind, and he could never get into a meditation in that way. So whatever meditation is right for you, whatever it is that you are able to connect with in that space, that's what you go for. It doesn't matter what it is. It could be listening to classical music. It could be listening to just percussion. It could be listening to the sound of the leaves blowing or thunder, whatever works for you. So as I mentioned, the best way that I know to be introduced to a lot of these concepts and to have a chance to connect on a lot of different levels with a lot of different ways is through the Spirit Walker class. And as I said, it's taught by my friend Norbert Granato and my teacher. He has been my teacher since 2004. And I've been through this, and quite honestly, I cannot imagine anything that could be better. And it's very reasonably priced, too. So a lot of these things are very cost prohibitive, and this one is not. So something else that's coming up that is really exciting, and for those of you who are in the Bay Area, then you can have a chance to meet me. I will be over at East West Bookstore on October 19th at 7:30 p.m. I co-authored a book called Tapping Into God, and it is available on Amazon. And it was the main author is Debbie Bessel-Mary. And Debbie, if you're listening, I'm sorry I butchered your last name. So, but it is an awesome book. It really is. And I wrote a chapter on Druidry. And there will be a group of us holding a panel discussion on the book. And East West Bookstore is located at 324 Castro Street in Mountain View, California. And the number there is 650-988-9800. So if any of you are in the Bay Area and have nothing else to do on Wednesday night, I would love for a chance to meet you and, you know, just hang out. East West is an awesome, you know, store. They carry a lot of really, really cool stuff. So you can come on down for that. And I also hold a class on Druidry. Tonight we're doing a class on, you know, interestingly enough, opening the door to other realities. So it's a 7-part course that I teach, and we will be starting that again in January, on January 12th. It's the second and fourth Thursdays here at the Center for Creative Living, and that's located at 1460 Cole Circle, Suite C, and that's here in San Jose, California, 95112. So if you want to know more about any of these activities or things that I'll be at or events that we've got coming up, check out the Meetup site, which is, again, www.meetup.com/divine-events. You can also hear about us hear about our events at my website, www.the-healing-house.com. And I also have a site for information on some of the things I'm doing. It's called frequencies-the-book.com. And that deals with a book that I've written and in the process of publishing. And it talks about frequencies, energetic frequencies, that can move us in different directions and how we hold it and how by connecting with those frequencies we can create balance within ourselves, we can create balance with the world around us. And it's just really an amazing experience that I had that I chose to share. So it is, you know, just such a pleasure each week to connect up with you guys. And if you miss a show, it's always in archives. And I wish you the best of luck in your meditative practices. If you have any questions, you can reach me at 408-372-2840. That's 408-372-2840. And my office is here at the Center for Creative Living. So, I wish you all a wonderful, blessed week. I wish you balance in body, mind, and spirit. And really, don't sweat the small stuff. Take care. Bye-bye.